It's Monday, April the 27th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Bleeding.
Hey, Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Cult Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. It's the final episode of April. It's the final podcast episode until Avengers Age of Ultron, because we're all excited here for Avengers Age of Ultron, aren't we, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Yeah. This Ooh. Week we got nothing special to report to you other than picks and weeks and all those fun things.
We gotta save the goodness for the next show.
The badness.
We will. We will save our review for next week. It's been a couple weeks since we've done it, but we did throw out the shout-out call literally before I hit the record button.
You were like, oh yeah, we should do this.
I got one.
Oh.
Got one for our Blaven to read.
Oh, God.
Here we go. It comes from Twitter.
From Twitter?
Twitter. Yeah.
So, next Scarecrow says, it is me, the hand of God hovering above, waiting to get my six shout-outs. Well, next Scarecrow, here it is.
I like shout-out.
What is that?
Got it.
Is that an iPhone?
Is that an iPhone? That's nice.
Jesus. Yeah, man. I've had this for Jesus. A couple months now.
Well, man, my iPhone, like...
Look how thick it is.
No,
it's
but
so
the screen shakes like it's cold. It just goes up and down, like shaking constantly.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, yeah. So
you don't got that fancy 6 level technology. You're on that 4S.
Level tech.
3 gens behind.
I'm on a 4S, but mine's an Android.
So here, first, here, Tune IB, we officially support the Apple phones.
Except for me.
Because majority vote.
But I'm a minority vote. So doesn't it count as two?
No.
Damn.
If anything, it counts as half.
No!
Your vote counts even less.
Society has taught me wrong.
Mm-hmm. Now, this week, stuff happened.
Okay.
Like we said, the Avengers are coming out this week. And for my pick of the week, Joss Whedon, the director of the Avengers, he's been doing the publicity stuff, doing interviews and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
I read an interesting interview with him from IGN.
Oh, okay.
That's their
in-game name?
In gaming news.
Is that what it means?
I usually when people say can I have your IGN, it's your in-game name.
Oh.
But it's in gaming news in this case.
Oh, okay.
Even I don't think it stands for that anymore. I believe it's literally just IGN now.
They're just like, whatever, it doesn't stand for anything.
Yeah. They took away the acronym part. But that's besides the point. Joss Whedon, director of the Avengers, First Avengers, This Avengers, and of course Firefly.
Best out of all of them.
Yeah, that's clearly his masterwork. my favorite director. Had an interview, and he revealed some telling things about the working for Marvel. So, Avengers, remember the first Avengers, big blockbuster success, whatnot.
Yeah.
He revealed that he actually made more money on his own project, Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, than he did on the Avengers.
Wow. No, he didn't.
Yes.
I guess, how? Did he not have a percentage deal?
No, because we should all know this. Every beginning Marvel movie, they always hire the nobodies out there, right?
Yeah.
Except for Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
But back then, his career was on a decline, so he probably wasn't worth as much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same way with upcoming movies like Guardians.
Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana.
Ant-Man coming out. They're not like super nobodies, but...
They're not A-list.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so Joss Whedon technically hadn't had a big success because everything he made has been canceled.
Whedon!
But it was good.
So he said he never understood what it was like to get paid until he made Age of Ultron.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So
he's making that money.
He's making some money.
He's making that money.
He All also right. revealed that he had access to Edgar Wright's Ant-Man script and he got to read it.
Hmm.
And he got... According to him, and I don't know if you guys know this, but he also, Joss Whedon at the time, he was responsible for the X-Men comics, Astonishing X-Men.
Okay.
A while back, but he had access to the Ant-Man script from Edgar Wright, and you guys know Edgar Wright has left that project.
Okay.
Sure.
He's the one who did, like, Hot Fuzz and stuff.
Right? Yeah, he's the guy. Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead.
Yep.
And that recent one they put out, I can't remember.
Can't remember.
The one where they go to the bars?
Sure.
Something, the end of the world?
Or... Yeah, that's the one, yeah. Anyways, he said that was probably the best script Marvel's ever had.
Oh, wow.
He said it was probably the most comic faithful one, and he's puzzled as to why the deal didn't work out.
Hmm.
Then he revealed why he's leaving the project, and he's not coming back to do the final two Avengers movies. And he basically just said, he gave the most hipster response.
It's too big, you know?
Pretty much. He said, it wouldn't let me grow as an artist. And then he called himself out. He's like, I can't believe I just said that.
Gross. Just because you call yourself out doesn't make it less gross.
Yeah, but no, but the, other than that, he said, it's a 5-year project and he can't commit himself to that. He's getting old and he doesn't know if he has the steam anymore to do it.
That's fair.
And you know, like, he said if he was younger, if he had the opportunity when he was younger, when he was still a youth with blood boiling, then sure. But now he can't do it. So that's a bit sad. And then finally he said, I'm totally up for directing a Star Wars movie.
Just FYI.
Yep.
If this Star Trek guy doesn't work out, too much lens flare, then...
He's like, I love Star Wars. I wouldn't have a problem.
I would kill other directors to have the chance
at Star Wars. Yeah, so just some interesting information. Not a big deal, but yeah, that's what I found interesting in a relatively slow news week. Leave much of the week.
Slow news week? Are you kidding? Mm. I just saw a really big piece of news. They were from you, actually, which had no context when you sent it to our podcast group.
Oh, where
you just sent a picture of the Joker. This is my first response. I was obviously, like, in the toilet reading my phone. When this is happening. I was just looking at this and, like, what has this been sent? Like, is this some sort of fanfic? This is not, you know... This is not the type to, you know...
You forget the words that I put in with the picture.
Damaged? Yeah. With a capital A's?
Yeah, why are the A's damaged?
Okay, so... What? They're damaged, they're just capitalized.
I'm sorry, why are the A's capitalized?
It's like... It's just a picture of this guy who looks, well, basically like the Joker. And he's like grabbing his head, and then he's just like... Yeah, it's just a picture of the Joker.
Wow, I'm extreme, guys.
And then I'm just like, what is this? And he's like, oh, sorry, this is a new Joker. I'm like, wow, that's sad.
The Suicide Squad Joker.
Okay, not gonna lie, this Joker looks stupid.
Okay.
You? Just say it looks stupid.
No, he doesn't look like the Joker. He looks like if one of the Joker's thugs was way into the Joker. And he's like, oh man, I love the Joker. I'm just gonna imitate the Joker and tattoo his quotes all over my body.
What do you think?
I don't really care for it.
Me neither. It just looks so dumb. Like,
I don't think it looks dumb. I don't think it looks cool. I just don't care.
That's Jared Leto, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like all over him is ha 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 ha. There's like his lips on his side of his thing, and he is damaged. Like, what is he trying to do? Who does he think he is? He feels like a poser.
I don't think Jared Leto had anything to do with this.
Yeah, no, but just looks stupid because he's just basically drawing attention to everything he is. It's like, what? The best thing that came out of this was all the memes. Like, one of them was Ben Affleck, and it's just like, man, Ben Affleck did it too, and it just says, I am Batman all across the side of his face. And then there's, like, Cheryl, whatever her name was, and there's just a tattoo of Batman's face on the thing. And then the other one was like, man, this looks really good. And then it's the Jared Leto thing again, but instead it's just all the quotes from Batman Arkham Origins, like, 10 out of 10, 10. best game,
that was IGN wrote it. That was my favorite one.
It's just like, it doesn't make sense because he's the Joker. There's no subtlety. It's just like, hey, these are my mannerisms. Let me tattoo them all over myself.
Woo! Because, man, they gotta appeal to the kids the way the kids are appealed to.
It looks stupid.
My favorite one wasn't even a meme that came out of it. One of the guys I follow on Twitter, he was just like, how I feel about the new Joker. And he just posted a picture of Mr. Burns dressed as a teenager with a skateboard. And I lost it. But I liked it. It was funny.
Yeah. I do like the 10 out of 10, 5 out of 5, greatest game ever.
Yeah.
Photoshop. That was good.
Yeah. I hate it. It feels like this guy is just like... Yeah, he's just like a groupie, like a Joker groupie. That's all he...
Yeah, like he's way into the Joker, but he's not the Joker.
Yeah.
What about this awesome Home Alone
one? Oh, yeah, the Home Alone one was good too. Hey man, it got two thumbs up from us on the podcast.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it.
I hope that... So his pose looks super cheese. I just hope that like him in the movie is less cheesy than what I'm seeing as this still image. But I don't think it will be.
You never know.
So Vince, what is it, backlash or what? Is there lots of backlash to this? Or like, what is it? You know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I've only heard hate, but...
Yeah, yeah. Good. Good. Deserves hate.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that your only pick?
Yeah. And also, there's been a lot of Batman versus Superman memes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, lots. Yeah. Like, one of the best ones that I saw, it's like, do you bleed? Is like, wait, Superman, you had me at hello. And then they're just hugging. It's just like, what?
Okay.
Yeah, it's like... This movie's gonna be made fun of until it comes out.
Sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. I'm into it. Anthony, your pick of the week?
My pick is Nintendo had a Nintendo Direct.
Did they?
Specifically for Xenoblade Chronicles X. So they released a bunch of gameplay footage with English commentary. I accidentally hit the table.
Yeah, okay.
And they're just explaining the gameplay system, getting more in-depth into the world and, like, what each section is like, what gameplay mechanics are like. And I really want this game.
It's just robots. Really
cool. Yeah, there's robots now. So they're beating Final Fantasy to the car game in RPGs. So.
Car game too strong?
But yeah, it's like an 8-10 minute video. It's a really... good and concise overview of what that game's going to be. The crazy thing I saw is that on the gamepad, they're going to use the second screen for your map, but you can send out probes and it'll reveal the areas you haven't explored and what you're is able to do in each of those hexagonal areas.
So you're stuff to make me play less.
Well, no, you still go there, but you just see what's available in that area. So, like, if you want to hunt a specific monster, it's there. But the thing is the whole map is done on hexagonal cubes. And every single cube in the map has, like, something to do. It just seems like side quests galore. Which I hear is just, like, the first game, so.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Did they release a date?
I don't remember. I watched it a while ago.
Because I know... 2 days ago.
Yeah, I watched it like 2 days ago and I forgot.
Because I know it comes out in Japan, I think it either end of this month or next month.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, but I can't remember if they stated it would be this year in North America.
Maybe Christmas or...
Yeah, hopefully. That's the one game I'll buy my Wii U for.
Bayonetta 2.
Nope.
Okay, and then my other pick is just a quick PSA. If you have a PS4 and you haven't downloaded PT, the Silent Hills teaser demo, download it now because they're taking it off the store on Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2015. Mm. So it depends if, I don't know if when this podcast will go up, if it goes up Monday, you got 2 days as of Monday to download it.
Mm.
But that's because Kojima left Konami. Apparently that whole project is seems like it's just getting canceled.
What?
Yeah.
So why bother downloading this?
Because it's a really cool demo, and it's like the scariest game I've ever played. It's like something to experience.
Okay.
Like, even though it might not like bring fruition to anything, it's that demo itself is still something to experience or try out. Okay. I feel.
You know what, Anthony? You're a really good
demo. Thanks, man.
You're a really good demo.
You're a really good demo.
What does that even mean? Did you take him out for a drive?
What's going on? I did.
Testing me out.
But hey, I have another pick, actually. I forgot this came out today.
Okay.
Or this week. The new Jurassic World trailer came out.
I
thought you were going to say something completely different.
Didn't see it. I didn't see that one. Didn't see the Fantastic Four one. Didn't see the Avengers one. Didn't see any of them.
Well, the new Jurassic World trailer, basically, it's more of the same. It just shows that they actually did genetically modify like a new dinosaur that is bigger and stronger than T-Rex. But they finally showed it now. It has opposable thumbs, and it apparently can communicate with other dinosaurs and make them do its bidding. Yeah, it's pretty nuts. And, you know, Chris Pratt and his Raptor Bros have to go kill it. And then I saw the Fantastic Four trailer, and that one they showed more of their powers and stuff. And yeah, Mr. Fantastic's still useless.
Just stretches?
Like, no, all his clips were people stretching him out, and him jumping and uses his arm to, like, swing a little farther.
Huh.
So pretty useless.
Like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Should have just stole some ideas from One Piece. Just put that in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Luffy.
Gear 4. Get it? Oh man! Oh, did you finally see it?
Yeah, Gear what 4 is cool.
What is it?
It's another body change. So like how third gear was that he made his limbs really huge. Yeah. He makes his muscles really tense.
Okay.
And so it becomes this kind of like bulking gorilla type thing.
Okay.
But the thing is the muscles are so tense and so tight, but they're still rubbery.
Okay.
So when he gets hit, stuff still bounces off, but he can like tense his muscles really hard, like you're pulling an elastic.
Okay.
And he did this thing where he brought his fist into his own arm.
Okay.
And so like to like bring it back to stretch it out, and then he punched Don Flamingo.
Yeah.
And he punched him like 5 city blocks.
Oh.
Yeah. And so he's just like super strong. He's got like. He's super strong and he's covered in haki, which is their superpower.
Cool.
Yeah, but it's pretty weird to see. He looks like who are those guys in those actors in Japan where they have like the long red hair and they stick their hand out.
The kabuki.
Yeah, he kind of looks like his face is kind of like a kabuki face.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and he's just like this big hulking gorilla.
Oh, interesting.
But yeah, Gear 4 is pretty cool.
Huh.
Interesting.
I thought you were gonna talk about Magic Basketball.
Oh man, yeah, that is my other pick. So apparently in Japan, they're broadcasting it over Nico Nico. They basically had this Magic tournament where Magic players play Magic for 3 minutes, and they play 1 minute of basketball, and then they're allowed to deal damage to their opponent or heal life equal to the difference in baskets. I don't know how it's played. I haven't seen a full thing. I just keep seeing pictures being posted on the official Magic Twitter, but it looks amazing.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Sounds like Japan.
Yeah.
Do all the screenshots have like the Nico Nico thing of where the comments are rolling across the video?
No, 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 no. I wish. But yeah, no, that's what I've seen.
Very cool. Speaking of Japan, I saw this weird release, Steam exclusive.
What?
Final Fantasy IV, the After Years 3D version, is a Steam exclusive.
Huh. Like, how okay. 3D are we talking? Like,
I'm talking, like, remember when they did Final Fantasy IV on the DS?
Yeah.
That type of remake.
Oh, okay.
But it's a PC thing?
I guess. Square's been releasing their stuff on
what
Steam.
What kind of world do we live in?
Console games are going?
No, where Final Fantasy is PC first.
Yo, those games, like, the thing is, though, like, RPGs and JRPGs have been making a lot of money. When they released, what's it called? What's that? Valkyria Chronicles on Steam? That made a lot of money for Sega.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That game's gone into ungodly hipster status.
Yeah. Well, you know, I own an original there's no original version, so I just play that one.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But yeah, like, so, like, JRPGs are, like, old JRPGs, I want to say, are making a comeback. Not new ones, because the new ones still.
Yeah. It's all those 6-year-olds playing Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, man. Totes.
Toad.
Let's go hang out with Toad.
Let's do it. Okay, let's move into our weeks.
Okay.
Shall we? Blavin, I'm going to have you open up this segment. Tell me what you've been doing.
So, I have been playing Xenoblade Chronicles.
Yes. Have you been backslashing?
I have been backslashing a lot of monsters. I'm really feeling it too. So, the biggest things about this game are that I find it super, super fun. Again, I talked about last week, the battle system and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a few issues earlier. One of them was that every time I was standing still, the camera would be cranked to the sky. But it turns out that that's just a little glitch in the game. You just have to restart my DS. So if that's happening to you guys, that's what I've done. I realized that whenever I fought monsters, whenever I tried to click my skills, it wouldn't work. That's because I wasn't locked onto the correct monster. I was locked onto the monster on like the other side of the thing. And like you had to pay attention to that, and I didn't know that. But yeah, overall, I spend more time doing side quests than the actual main story. So I'm not that far in the main story. But oh boy, like.
Are you overleveled?
No, I don't think so. No, I still have struggles beating like the special monsters that come out everywhere. So yeah. I have a new woman crush, Charla. She's hottie patati.
Charla.
So, yeah. But yeah, overall, that's what I've been doing in this week. Like every time I'm off work and like not exercising, I'm playing that. So up to late nights. No magic? No, not yet. Actually, I'm not going to be attending next week's podcast because I'm going to be in Toronto for the Grand Prix. But lately, no, there haven't been many magic events until next week. I've also booked my trip for Vegas. It'll be May 27th to June 3rd. I'll be away from Wednesday to Wednesday. And guess how much 7 nights and a flight was to get there?
Did you say May 27th to June 23rd?
June 3rd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thousand?
Thousand.
What do you think?
I'm sorry, what?
How much do you think all that was? 7 days and flight.
Where are you staying?
We're staying at this place called the Westgate Hotel.
Okay, one flight, or are you
connecting? Return. Oh, it's connecting.
Seven days. Well, $1,750.
Well, I mean, I met this girl on Monday.
Oh,
I took a free drink on Tuesday. It was $700.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yes.
We both lose the showcase showdown. We're over.
Yeah, so, man, I thought this trip was going to be expensive, but, I mean, it was actually quite affordable. But my friend who's coming with me is a chef, so he wants us to go to a fancy restaurant that's $120 a meal, but it's like a four-course meal, and it's like foie gras and all this kind of stuff, so I'm excited for that.
Do it.
But then I asked him, why is it so expensive? He was like, listen, there's Picasso paintings around. I'm like, well, that's expensive.
I wonder if you will enjoy it.
I don't know. Like, I want to know. I mean, I've always wanted to be highbrow. But anybody, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm still hungry. Let's go to a buffet.
Yeah, yeah. Because
that's... Yeah, man. $5 casino buffet. Do it.
And then I think I want to go to a gun range. Because I know that... Yeah, but I feel like I'm going to hurt myself.
Should go to the Pinball Hall of Fame.
Oh, actually, my hotel's near it.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Should go. I'll take pictures with you and be like, look how much I don't care about this.
Oh, I want to go.
Come with.
Yeah, you should go with.
700, I could do
you
that.
Should go.
But to, like, stay a week for Magic and I don't even play it?
Well, I mean, the Magic tournament is 3 days. You know that, right?
Oh, okay. You're just chilling in Vegas for the other...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the other thing, too, is that we already booked the hotel, so it'd be easier for you to split with us.
True.
You only need your flight, then. We have another person coming as well in the hotel, so that would be even less.
I will seriously consider this.
You should. No, seriously. Like, yeah, if you want, like, the more people who can split our hotel, the better. So, yeah.
I thought you were going with your family.
No, they copped out. They're like, oh, we can't play in the main event. Oh, I don't know. I'm good at practice. No. Yeah, they copped out. Because it turns out that weekend is the weekend of my brother's graduation from high school.
And you're going to miss that?
Absolutely.
Oh, 100%.
Hundo P. Oh. Magic. I bought him Persona Q, so he shouldn't care.
You bought him a damaged Persona Q.
I know, they put like
the... You bought him a damaged one?
No, it's like the... You know how like...
The safety wire.
The safety thing. Wire?
Oh, you bought him a...
No, I was going to buy him the regular one, and then my associate at my work
You're
was like...
horrible.
My associate at my work was like, just spend more money on your brother. I'm like, what? I'm like, no. And then I did. I bought him the thing, and he's like... And he like reading the art book, he's listening to the music in the car. I'm like,
wait, is this his graduation present?
Yeah, for me, yeah.
Oh. It's quite early.
Yeah, I also bought him an advanced birthday. You know what, man? It's birthday, graduation, whatever. I don't have time to deal with it then.
Just deal with it now.
Just deal with it now.
January 1st, everyone's getting their everything presents. Yeah, just exactly. Right away.
The whole year.
Nice. Very nice.
But yeah, if any of you listeners want to come with us as well, you know, feel free.
Don't worry. I'll report from home base.
Home base?
Big Boss, what's going on over there?
But yeah, Pinball Hall of Fame, we're actually not quite near it, so... We're near the strip.
June 3rd, you said?
June 3rd, the Wednesday when you're coming back. Oh my god, if it's a TNIB weekend, be so sick. Get drunk.
No.
You're not coming to Vegas?
No. I think that's the same week as the Grand Prix Montreal.
What?
The race?
Oh, the race.
Oh, you're going to go to that?
F1?
Yeah, me and teacher are talking. We're going to road trip it.
Oh, do I want to go to Formula 1?
Man, I'm torn.
I hope we don't invite him to either.
I can just go.
Because you know what? You'll be gone. I'll be gone. Who's going to put out a show that week?
If I come with one of you, then the show will still happen.
No, dog. No,
man. No, man. No.
Not dog.
You got to be in this basement.
We can take a hiatus.
A 1 week hiatus?
I'm sorry. Have we ever put on a hiatus?
No.
We'll actually have that'd be so cool. Like when we come back, all of us will have stories.
We can have three separate podcasts. Single man podcasts.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's been a busy week for me outside of just playing games, so yeah.
How's the streaming coming along? You still do that?
Yeah, I did it this past Friday. I want to do it more now. I just need to find time and a good way to basically make it sustainable in itself.
I was trying to watch that stream, but tell your brother to stop like playing League while you're streaming, because it's Chop City.
I know. I'm spending more and more time like going out and enjoying the weather rather than staying indoors,
though. Ew.
Man, it's been so nice. And you gotta make use of this one of the nice days.
Yeah. That's why you stream at night.
I still do stuff in the evening outside.
Oh.
I go firefly hunting.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah, so.
Stargazing?
Stargazing.
Find the big difference.
You mean planet gating. There's no stars out here. Yeah, I go outside and I read my books and then my face, you know, It's like, you know, in anime openings, my face is on the side of the sky.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. No, I thought it was like the book is on your face and you're napping, yeah. And then your friends call you and you go, oh my gosh, and you all run down the hill.
And then I'm running with a piece of like, or a piece of bread in my head.
Yeah. And then you fly in the air and it's a scene transition to like school or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really cool that you sent us that Majora's Mask video when you did Sailor Moon transformation. Oh, yeah. That was the best.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah, for those listeners who don't know, there's a there's a Majora's Mask.
Like fan animation.
Yeah. And it's basically Link putting on the Fierce Deities mask and it turns into a Sailor Moon transformation. And it's one for one. It's
fantastic.
Wow.
I love it.
It's great.
Yeah, when he puts the tiara on, the face paint comes on. Yeah, that was awesome.
I like that when he spins and he also has the skirt. With
The skirt is flowing in the wind. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that's been my week. So I'm just gearing up for the May and end of May. So
cool.
Got to save a lot of money.
Cool. My week has more or less been nothing, really. I watched more anime.
Did you?
Animation.
Yeah. What do you guys feel like? Name a genre and I'll talk about it with the anime I've seen.
Rom-com.
Rom-com. Rom-com. I don't think I've watched one this season.
Boom! I win! Wow. I win!
Because I looked at all of them and thought to myself, nah. Not this time. Unless you consider Sailor Moon rom-com.
Are you still watching Sailor Moon?
I'm catching up.
How is that?
It's kind of whatever.
I learned where they are in the anime.
They're far.
I'm already in the mangas that I own. Yeah. So I'm like, I guess I don't have to watch it.
Yeah. They're far. They move fast.
Yeah.
I've been watching this thing called The Heroic Legend of Arslan. It's an anime. The closest thing I compare it to is Fire Emblem.
Okay.
It's pretty much that. It's a boy. He becomes king far too early. And he amasses a bunch of people in his party to help him take back his kingdom or something.
And they have to constantly make something to get the best stats.
Or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like that. It's written by the same author who did Fullmetal Alchemist.
Oh, okay.
And the art style is identical to Fullmetal Alchemist. Wow. Okay. And that's my biggest problem with it. I look at it and think to myself, I hope this is not Fullmetal Alchemist.
Where's Al?
Main character kind of looks like Al. He kind of looks like a distant ancestor. Tonally, it's kind of like Full Metal. It's very close to Full Metal Alchemist.
Wait, he looks like a suit of armor?
He looks like Edward.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait.
Edward. Yeah. And that's kind of been my problem with it, but the more I watch it, the more I like it, because it's kind of like Game of Thrones, the only not as serious.
Okay.
It's good dark tones, good moral questioning going on. Nice sword fights.
How would you say the background quality is on the art?
Amazing.
I don't know, I'm just saying things.
No, actually, this season, that's the one thing I've noticed with all the anime this season. People have been really investing in backgrounds.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. the scenery?
The setting? Like, I'm finding a lot of people have put more effort into the scenery rather than the foreground characters.
Oh, wow.
And same story with this show. I think the one thing I really like about it is that they don't have a character like Al.
Okay.
The giant suit of armor. Because right. I always hated him.
It's kind
of
just super OP.
I just don't like the little brother character.
Oh, okay.
You know.
I'm surprised. I don't know. Al in that kind of role was like a weird, like, I guess, exception to the rule, where he was literally a little brother, but he was still more mature than Edward, I would think.
Yeah, I guess so, but he's still the little brother.
Yeah, he's still just a little brother. Okay.
Yeah, and I've always hated that role. It's kind of why I never liked Simon or Simon in the first half of Gurren Lagann.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because the first half is all about Kamina, and who cares about anybody else?
Exactly. But, that's why I like Arslan. It's cool. I think you guys probably like it the most. Just because it is so close to Full Metal Alchemist. I know you guys love that shit.
I still haven't finished it.
Oh. Well, I... yeah.
The last season is missing on Netflix, so I haven't...
Of Brotherhood?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. It goes up to, like, 50 and then stops?
Yeah, and then just stops.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Still? I didn't know. I thought they would have already updated by now.
I haven't checked recently, so. The last time I checked, it was still.
Netflix is the dubs, missing. Right?
Yeah. I like the dubs. They're okay.
You know, I just couldn't remember if it was dubs or subs.
You're okay.
I only watch Initial D and dub, so there's that.
That's your problem.
There's that piece of information.
It's not my problem.
Sometimes dubs are good.
Sometimes they are. Sometimes not. And you guys all should watch Seraph the End, Vampire Rain, the Shin Megami Tensei anime.
Oh, okay.
Just watch that.
It's not actually Shin Megami Tensei.
It pretty much is. Trust me, I mean, it is. They hunt vampires and demons, and their weapons are cursed.
And they shoot themselves demons, in the face.
And then they slice people with demons.
This sounds like Shin Megami.
Yeah. Oh, also, high school. So there you go.
There you go. So, you must love it.
That's it.
I just don't know how you find all these animes.
What do you mean?
You're just a connoisseur of anime.
I just look at the spring listings.
That giant poster that comes out every season.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I look at the poster and the title and I'm like, okay.
Sure.
I'll watch episode one of you.
And you're like, no, it's garbage.
I was like, no, I shouldn't have watched that.
No, it's Triage X. My bad.
Yeah.
Triage X.
Please don't tell me you guys have been watching that.
My brother, yo, my brother has it. Been, I think.
Oh, you finished it?
No, I'm joking. Wait, has Blaze really been watching Triage X?
I bet he has.
Yeah, that's your brother's wheelhouse.
I know.
Gross.
He's into that because he's still youthful. He doesn't understand.
He's still technically in high school.
Till June.
Yeah, till June.
Apparently. Damn.
Maybe you guys can attend for me. The surrogate family.
I'll totally.
Oh, are you guys going to MA North?
I might go for Friday.
You?
I might go for Sunday or Saturday.
Okay, because
Saturday tickets are sold out. It's Friday or Sunday.
I'll go for Sunday.
I think my little brother needs to go, so if you can go with you guys.
What do you mean he needs to go?
He needs to go.
What do you mean he needs to go?
I thought he was going to go with you to fighting game day.
Where was that?
I don't know. I thought you guys would go play fighting games together.
Oh. No, I don't know. Like, they have the fighting game thing, but, like, because I didn't get a weekend pass, I wasn't committing to anything.
What happened to us, guys? We used to love Anime North Sioux.
Yes! I told him, I'm still going.
Yeah, I'm going on Friday.
I've just never done the weekend thing.
I was going to go on... It. Yeah, I was going to do... I was going to do the weekend thing last year, and healthy clavicle happened. I had to return my ticket.
That's right. I still went for the Sunday that,
Nice.
You just go for the deals at the end. Which are less and less happening.
Really?
Yeah. I feel that Sundays are less and less of a great thing.
It depends on what you're looking for.
I'm going Friday for the garage sale, so.
Oh, that's true. Is that even in the...
It's in the hall.
Oh, so you do have to have a pass.
You have to have a pass to get in.
Shitty.
Because, like, that's where I got, like, a Master Grade Gundam for, like, $30. So, like, I'm just going to go find deals.
Wheeling and dealing. What you selling? What are you buying?
I would buy anything from a person who had that on and just like open their coat. Just like, oh man.
I don't know. If someone went to go undo their coat in front of me, I would like pull out a gun.
But you would know. But you would know though. Like,
would I?
What are you buying? And like, it's just like, what if it's just vials?
Think about where downtown Hamilton. I mean, our city already is pretty much like grunge city.
Yeah.
And now we're in the bad town.
In Toronto?
No, here.
Oh no, I meant in the Henry North.
Oh, okay.
Yo,
even then, that might be sketch. Like, depends what time of day it is.
Yeah.
Like, did a furry panel just happen? It's like,
maybe
no.
He's taking advantage of the fact that he can blend in.
Bronies. So, did you guys hear that there's a brony article on Playboy?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The front cover of the Playboy issue was actually one of the ponies on a pole. Ooh. And she's wearing, like, a...
That's super gross.
And then, yeah, they talked about having a whole expose on ponies. They went to, like, one of the conventions. And actually, they gave... They basically gave him a fair shot. They said it was actually a pretty cool fandom.
Hmm.
Anthony's looking it up right now.
No, I'm looking up something else. Did you guys see Kentar Girls?
What?
No.
Kentar. So I subscribe on Facebook.
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Wait, are you saying that wrong? Do you mean like a centaur girl?
Take bets while I get this.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about half horse, half lady on a fucking body pillow.
Yeah! So, I like, what? Amy was, like, they bring out, like, a news report every once in a while to see, like, new hotness that's going on their site.
Okay.
And they are selling, it's called it says newly illustrated Kentar Girls L-shaped life-size hugging pillow. What? And it's a half, the top half, from, like, the belly button up is all anime high school girl. And the bottom half is horse, like, actual horse.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you guys to take a bet. I think Vince might already know.
Mm.
We'll do it in yen. How much do you think this is worth? or they think it's worth, that they're selling it for.
Like $100.
$17,000.
So wait, you think 10,000 yen? Okay, you think 17,000 yen?
Yeah.
32,400 yen. It's $320.
I don't know what to say about that.
It's a life-size L-shaped pillow. You should buy it.
Well,
I mean,
whatever floats your boat, I guess.
I would buy it if it was pre-owned.
Oh. Who's it pre-owned by?
I don't know. So you showed a lot of love.
Gross.
Hey, see you again?
Yeah.
That's nuts, man.
And she's like in the compromising position. She's like, no, I'm laying down. I'm a horse. No.
Oh my God. That is insane.
So yeah, get on the new Kentar girl train.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see what else in my week. Me and TJ bought bikes. You guys know that.
Oh, yeah.
We heard about it.
We bought bikes.
Money.
We got to test drive bikes. And by that, I mean bicycles.
Not motorbikes, not sweet pocket rockets.
No. We didn't get to do the crotch rocket thing. But bikes are nice.
Like bicycles.
Bicycles are nice.
You get a bell.
It's an add-on I can put on.
But do you want to?
I don't know, man.
That's more drag.
Listen, after I paid for it, the guy's like, listen, any add-ons you want, I'll give you the bro discount.
The bro discount.
And they literally said that.
They said the bro discount?
Yes.
Did they fist bump you afterwards?
No, they didn't. But they gave us the fist bump and I, like, yeah, don't worry, we got you covered.
Wow.
Are they a bunch of bros that work there?
Yo, bike bros, BBs.
They must have been, like, in graduating high school.
I love it.
Bike bros.
Yeah,
maybe they're on the high school cycling team.
Maybe. The guy who sold me the bike, he has one of those 20K bikes.
Oh my God.
What?
Is it because he works there? Like, does he get a discount?
He said he got a wicked deal. And I'm like, well, yeah, I guess. But I mean, what's a wicked deal on 20K? Like 15?
It's 5,000, man. That's go to my car. Like,
sheesh. But yeah, so looking forward to that. And that's my week.
Dang.
Anthony, please wrap the show.
I wasn't as active as you riding bikes.
That's a shame.
I just play video games. Surprise, surprise. So I started off playing some Bloodborne after I heard Blaven saying boss orders last podcast. I was like, all right, F this dog, deer lady. I'm going to go try something else. And I found...
Is that right?
And I found the Witch of Hemwick.
Wait, you did the opposite still. You still had to grind.
You still grinded out the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I beat the dog.
I still haven't beat the dog. So I went to the Witchy Witch, and that was a really cool boss battle. I'm not gonna spoil what the boss battle's like just for people in case they haven't played it.
Okay.
But like it was a really interesting boss battle. Like
I fought it today.
Yeah.
It's you got your ass smoked. Whooped.
Well, I didn't get smoked, but
yeah, you did.
Could have been worse.
You were out-attritioning something that wasn't out-attritionable.
Yeah. But yeah, and so I think my next, like, I have to beat this dog.
Or Doge?
Else. Yeah, I have to beat this Doge or I can't go anywhere. Right.
Beat it.
But yeah. And or I can, like, maybe I can, like, side-skirt it even more by going down the other side and beating that guy with the electric mace.
It's a dead end.
Oh, yeah, true, because I need to... Bleh.
You gotta beat the dog, man.
Okay, I'll beat the dog, whatever. Yeah, but Bloodborne's super frustrating when you're just lost on what to do. But once you get into this new area, I never want to stop playing. So, like, that was the whole thing. Like, I found this new area, and I was like, I'm just gonna keep going and going until I find this boss. And then that's what I did.
Do you beat all the enemies in the area?
Usually. So, like, if I'm going back for souls and stuff, yeah, because, like, in my mind, if I've made it that far already, I'm pretty confident in myself that I can make it that far again, so I might as well just get double the souls, so I get the same amount, and then I recover.
Hmm.
So. Do you get a bonus if you kill everything?
No.
No.
Fanfare?
Nope.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's why I just run.
Yeah, like, but if I'm just, like, if I was at a boss, and my souls are in the boss... And I've unlocked all the shortcuts or whatever. I just bolt it.
Yeah.
So yeah, but yeah, it's Bloodborne. Bloodborne's really fun.
It's pretty cool.
Fun and frustrating.
It's a pretty cool game.
I'm still waiting for some new weapons. I've still been using my starter weapon, which is the hunting axe.
Uh huh.
And like there, I found some other weapons. Like it's not that I haven't found any. It's just that I haven't found any I want to use. I'm not a big fan of the Ludwig's blade.
Can't use it.
I don't know.
Oh, like, whoa! This coming from the guy who today does not know the distance of his weapon. kept trying to thrust at an opponent, could not hit it. Jump attack, no miss. Dice. Everybody just walks up to him, just beats him in the face.
To be fair, the camera in that game sucks.
Okay. Easy, son.
Sure.
Oh, also, this is the same guy who, after locking onto an opponent, thinks he's locking onto a rock.
I killed that guy.
Yeah, he did. After taking like 5 potions worth of health from you.
He gave him back 3.
Who came out on top?
Yeah, true. You did. You're only at a 2 potion deficit.
It's like, Vince, why don't you backstab guys? It's a guy? I thought
it was a rock. I don't know. This game is more gray than Gears of War.
Yeah, it is.
It is. That's fair. The other thing I've been doing is playing Mortal Kombat 9.
Oh, story?
Not 10.
Oh.
Yeah, 9. So Mortal Kombat 10 came out, and on Steam, they put Mortal Kombat 9 on sale for $5. So Mortal Kombat 9 complete edition, complete spelled with a K, obviously.
Obviously.
That must have been why you bought it, because it had a K.
I was like, dang, that's extreme. That speaks to me as a youth. And so I bought that, and I've been doing the story mode. The story mode is really cool. If you guys don't know, after the events of Mortal Kombat Deception, Shao Kahn has become immortal. He's surpassed the Elder Gods. He just kills everybody. And he's the ultimate ruler of all the realms.
Mm.
So Raiden says a bunch of magic mumbo-jumbo into this amulet he has, and it sends a cryptid message back to his past self. And so this game goes through the events of Mortal Kombat's 1-3, I think, the first 3 tournaments.
Okay.
I forget if it goes any farther than that.
Okay.
And Raiden is trying to figure out what this message is, who is the person that has to win the tournament to stop Shao Kahn from destroying everything.
Okay.
And doing all this stuff. But the story's a lot better than any Mortal Kombat story deserves to be. And it's actually really good. They're like building character relationships between fights. They're getting into like the lore, like the more complicated lore of like elder gods and stuff, but making it easy to understand. And each chapter is segmented by a character. So you'll play, it's like chapter 1 was Johnny Cage. Shang Tsung ran the first tournament, and he said like all people are here because they earned to be here. Some people are here by chance, and he just points at Johnny Cage. And he's like a movie star. He's not like a Shaolin fighter. He's not a part of the Lin Kuei assassination group. He's just a dude that punches people in the nuts.
Okay.
But yeah, like it's really good, and I really enjoy it. It makes me want to finish it and then kind of play 10, I guess, when it goes on sale.
Cool. Do you guys like Mortal Kombat?
I used to. Not anymore though. I don't really keep up anymore.
Yeah, because I kind of don't like Mortal Kombat.
Like, I liked Mortal Kombat when it came out, like 2 and 3.
You mean like when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Of course.
So I was like, man, the guy like turned into a dragon and bit that guy. That was sick.
Of course.
But like, I dropped off it. I think the most modern Mortal Kombat game I played before this one was Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks for the PS2, where you play as Liu Kang and the guy with the hat.
Yeah.
And it's like a brawler, and you can do fatalities on grunt enemies and stuff. And
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I actually really like that game. That game's really good. But yeah, like Mortal Kombat 9, its fighting system is refined enough to where it's fun to play.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so different from things like Japanese fighters, like Street Fighter, or like any sort of anime fighter, like the Persona series, that it's like I'm learning something completely new. Yeah. But yeah, I'm really enjoying that. And then the last thing, I'm playing a game called Makai Kingdom for the PS2. It is a Nippon Ichi Software game, so the guys who make Disgaea. It came out a while ago, because it's on the PS2.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know this game.
Yeah,
your book.
Yeah, you play as ultimate badass overlord Zeta. At the beginning of the game, you heard that there was a secret text that said that there are multiple worlds in the universe, and each world has its own netherworld. So then he's a king of one netherworld, and he was worried that his netherworld was going to be destroyed by because of this prophecy. But it turns out he destroys his own netherworld. And to stop him from being destroyed, he binds his soul to the sacred tome that prophesized it. So he from this super badass ultimate dude, he just becomes a book.
Cute.
And he has to start from scratch again, rebuild his netherworld, and regain power, and somehow change his form back from a book to a regular dude. So it plays a lot like this Gaia, but instead of square grids, it's all based on circles. So when you move, you have a set radius you can move, but you can move anywhere within that radius. And then for attacks aren't just like this set square amount is the attack. It's this radius is the attack, and anything caught within this radius.
So it's all AoE?
Yeah, it's all AoE type stuff. Huh. There are single target attacks, so they're just the circle is only big enough to target one dude.
Mm-hmm.
But it lets you kind of gimmick around enemies that are in weird positions.
If they're behind walls, can you still hit them?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far to see if that works like that. But it plays a lot like this guy. It's this guy with circles.
Big numbers?
Much. Yeah, not yet, but eventually. Because how Disgaea games work, if you haven't played, you start off from, like, nothing. You're doing, like, 5 points of damage per attack. And then once you beat the story and get to the post-game, you're hitting for billions. Like, numbers just get huge. But it's cool. Like, I played Disgaea D2 for the PS3.
Yeah.
And I didn't really get into that. So maybe, like, a change of scenery is kind of what I needed. Like, it's all new characters. There's no, like, at least there's no one yet from Disgaea. But yeah, it's pretty fun. I heard it's super hard. So I'm not excited to get there.
Did you buy this or?
Yeah, it was I was at like a game store. Like they sell like vintage games and stuff. It was $10, which was like 50% off of what it goes for online. So I was like, done.
$10 too much, man.
No, it's a good price. Hey, it's hard to find.
At least he didn't pay full price for it. Right?
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know. It's hard to find. Like, I've never seen a copy other than that day, and then I just snatched it. So.
Well, okay.
That's why when I saw the copy of Grim Grimoire, I picked it up, too.
That's same. I did that as well. Like, who made all those, like, really nice art games? It was Grim Grimoire and one other one that was on the PS2. Odin Sphere,
yeah. I can't remember who did it, but
VanillaWare?
Yeah.
VanillaWare? No.
Yeah, I think it's VanillaWare.
They made Muramasa, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, like, yeah, there's some, like, there are certain games that I still don't own. Like, they're very few and far between that I want. But just, like, I just haven't seen a copy, period. So.
Cool.
But yeah, that's been my week. Some old games, some new games.
Sweet. That's been a show.
Yeah.
It's been another show.
Mm-hmm.
Levin, where can they find us on the internet?
TNIB at letters@gmail.com.
Too many ats.
Yeah, tmab.letters@gmail.com. You can find us on our Facebook page, which has been getting a lot of likes steadily.
We're almost at 100.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys have been saying that for the past couple of weeks.
No, yeah, but
to be fair, it took 4 years to get to 90-something.
I know, so yeah. When you're going for like the 4 weeks straight of we're almost at 100.
We're almost there. We're getting
I'm just
there.
Saying that every day I see that there's a new like or something. That's why I said steadily. Yeah. And yeah, you can also find us on iTunes.
Mm.
And
give us the 5 stars.
Give us 5 stars, yeah. I mean, I wish BMX Girl will message you.
Wow, blast from the past with that reference.
Because some of my friends from work are like, hey, we saw the comments on your iTunes feed. What apparently you have a sexy voice.
Those are still there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
How come your friends didn't rate us 5 stars?
I have no idea.
Tell
Maybe
them.
They did. Maybe they did.
Tell them. Twitter? What are our Twitter handles?
At Blave and Blave.
At Kilroy Can't Kill.
And at TNIAB.
And at Vince Sanchez.
Yeah. Great.
Do you have any toy reviews coming up, Vince? Because I know you post this podcast on your YouTube channel.
I always have toy reviews,
just
man.
Coming? Do you have any you want to tease? Do you want to tease some robots?
Yeah. Master Grade Exit Dark Matter should be up next. Figma Shino from Sword Art Online 2.
There's... Okay, all right. Okay, calm down. I understand.
And
not to show off. I just asked if you got one.
I have a Lego problem.
I saw that.
I bought too much Lego.
You haven't built them all yet.
That's my problem, man. I'm telling you, man. I went out to buy milk. Came back with Lego. You
had them? Really?
Yeah, it's nuts. This is a problem. Yeah.
What?
I was making a coffee, or I was going to make a coffee, and I was looking at my fridge. I'm like, what do I need? Milk, cream, sugar. I'm like, oh, I'm out of the milk. And I'm like, well, I'm going to need that for, obviously, later on in the week. And I like going out shopping at middle of the night because it's peaceful. So I went out to buy milk, bought the milk, took a stroll down the Lego aisle. I'm like,
mistake.
I don't have that one. Maybe I should have that one. I think I should have that one.
I'm going to have that one.
I guess it also doesn't help that I also got paid on that day. And I'm like, I can swing this.
Did you also put the milk back? And it's like, if I didn't have the milk,
no,
I could get more Lego.
No. I bought the milk.
Okay.
I had to. You guys know I like coffee.
The milk. The milk.
But, yeah. So, I'm just stalling because I'm looking through these reviews on iTunes. Yo, they're all from 2011.
Yeah, man. That was our peak. That's when we were on the iTunes hot list.
Has it been that long? Okay. That's it. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
See you for Avengers next week.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
So, how's life now that you're in the 100 follower club?
I think I might have dipped below. I don't know.
Oh no! Let's see. Bots got erased.
The bots are getting erased. Oh shit!
What are you at 99?
96.
Oh!
All my bots are gone.
Bots have been. I guess you're not part of the 100 follower club.
I was. It was sweet while I was here. It's taken away.
That life though.
It's taken away from me.
For that brief moment, did it change your life?
I felt more confident in myself.
Woke up it's in the like, morning and it's like, Anthony, you just keep doing you.
Today's a good day. I got 102 followers. Damn. People care about your opinion. They're all bots.
Well, the good news is you have more followers than the official TNIAB account.
Yeah.
I believe the official TNIAB account has 27 followers.
Wow. That's
27.
That's 24 more than I thought we'd have.
Wow. 27. Why are you tired, Anthony?
Huh?
Why are you tired?
I didn't get any sleep.
What is that?
The house I slept in.
What happened?
Just my friend's house is super uncomfortable.
Or were you banging someone and like you just couldn't sleep? She wanted to go all night long and you were just like, oh girl, you need to go sleep. But I can't let go of this ass.
I'm sure that's how it went. I am positive. That's how Anthony rolls.
Were you there? Like,
oh man,
just exact inflection and everything is just perfect.
And everybody has their pillows in their ears.
If only.
Oh.